the embarrassing time that you ripped one in front of somebody by accident? Christian, go ahead. Tell us about the embarrassing time you ripped one.
Yeah, I had gone to lunch with a coworker, and we went to Subway. And
that's your first mistake.
She said something. Yeah, and she said something that had me just rolling, and I lost all control. And, you know, they have those thin little wooden benches. So it just came out of the noise. And it was loud, the restaurant was pretty much just us and the employees. So there's no way they didn't hear it. And yeah. I mean, it was loud enough that I couldn't do anything but just own up to it. And I was like, wow, you got me going so much, I couldn't help it. And thankfully, she was cool with it. It didn't smell, which I'm sure contributed to how cool she was with it.
Yeah.
But,
well, hope you married.
Yeah,
hope, you,
stuck.
Hope you married this lady. She sounds like she's funny.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Subway, eat fresh. All right. Mm-hmm. Gross. Let's go to Amanda. Amanda, tell us about the embarrassing time you ripped one.
Okay, so I had a huge Super Bowl party where everyone came. People I didn't know came, and I was drinking Four Loko.
Four Loko part?
You know anything about Four Loko, you know, pretty much ruins your life.
Yes.
So,
all the ways.
It does.
I ended up face down in my living room. And a friend of mine came up behind me, and he said, I'm going to crack your back. And it just, the whole room went silent, and he pushed on my back. And it was like that scene from Step Brothers. It wouldn't end. Oh. And so everyone heard it. And so I kind of tried to, like, close my eyes and pretend like it didn't happen. And, like, a few minutes later, he comes up to me and he said, hey, Amanda, can I crack any more farts out of you? So I just army crawled to my bedroom and shut the door and woke up the next morning on the floor. That's the only thing I remember from that.
That's one of those things where you're like, what did I do last night after you've been drinking? And imagine knowing the whole room just heard you do that.
Uh-huh.
That would be terrifying.
And then you army crawl to your bedroom like no one's going to see it.
Right.
And then don't make it to your bed, just on the floor.
Yeah.
Great story. Thank you. Oh, man, that's hilarious.
That does happen sometimes. Like, you're like, I'm just going to close my eyes and pretend like nobody can see me.
Yeah, everything's okay.
Everything's fine.
Wow. I have one real quick. I remember being in college, and it was like with a bunch of members of our church. They had like a thing where they called it young single adults, and you'd meet, and then you'd go hang out somewhere. We're at somebody's apartment, and I was trying to be funny. I said something. I was trying to like do like a dramatic exit. Like, you had to be there.
Yeah.
But I was like, and I like went to go open the door, but the door was locked.
Oh.
And when I pulled on it, I expected it to open, and it didn't. And I was like,
oh, boy.
And then I couldn't get out of the door. So I was far in front of everybody. It was all girls.
And you're locked in.
All single girls. And I was single. I'm like, this is great.
That's hilarious.
And then they laughed more, and I wanted to die.
Yeah.
Because I don't even fart in front of my brother. I know you think that's weird. I don't fart in front of.
That's a little weird.
That
I've been married for 17 years and never purposely farted in front of anybody.
Combined. What is that? Why?
Combined.
Why not?
So feminine.
Yeah, combined. True. Why?
I don't like when people do it, so I'm trying to be consistent.
Oh, you don't want to get it back.
No.
Yeah, I don't like it either that much, especially when women do it.
Oh, shut up.
Because it's a compliment, but I think Jared agrees.
I agree with you
when
on this
women
one.
Do because I swear there was a period in my life that I didn't think women were capable of farting.
I wish they weren't.
And now all of a sudden,
you start dating people after they become comfortable, you hear it, and it's just like this beautiful. Right?
That's what it is. You're so beautiful.
And all of a sudden, that's what happens.
It's
devastating.
Human being.
I know, but
it's devastating.
But it is a compliment in the sense that we view you as such beautiful creatures.
Yeah, well, you should.
Beautiful human beings.
You should not. That's like putting us up on pedestals. Yeah. And
no, but I mean,
can't live
we should
up
really
that.
Way. We just not.
Can't. No, we're human beings.
Well,
human beings have to get rid of the farts.
Right.
Well,
we
you
know
have
that
to.
Now. Yeah.
Now, well, you don't have to be gross about
can
it.
Can I give you the male version? It's like seeing like a burly a man with a beard, and you walk in, and he's in his room playing the violin. It's just like, you're like, what? This doesn't make sense to me.
That's not the equivalent.
Yeah, or he's playing classical piano. It just doesn't, like, in your mind, you're like, how's this happening?
A bodily function?
I'm just saying, because you view, manly man, he's in there like, I don't know. I'm telling you, beautiful. Yeah. And then the smell on top of it?
Well.
I was shocked one time. I was in the middle, it was in the middle of the night, and I actually, Carol's fart that was silent, it didn't wake me up, the noise. The smell was so bad it woke me up. I looked at her like, what the hell? Like, well, it didn't make a noise. It smelled so bad it actually woke me up.
That's rough.
Well, that's healthy for you.
I have offended my husband in so many ways like, because I go to bed normally earlier than he does. And so sometimes I will just be in there letting him rip. Oh. And I don't think about it because I'm like asleep or I've fallen asleep, whatever.
Right.
And one time he came in and he was like, oh, I feel the covers back.
That's like open up
some old Tupperware. Yeah. No, he's not be doing that.
Like so
the tomb in Egypt. He just let the curse out.
Yeah.
That's awful. Mommy has returned.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
That's so funny. Matt, we know you fart. You look like a farter. You look less like a farter, but the smaller you've gotten, but you're still definitely a farter. Uh-huh.
The one time I farted in front of somebody that was just the most egregious, it was with former intern Hugs. We were in the station car going somewhere, and it was almost like I forgot he was just there.
Didn't care.
That he's a human being.
He's a human. Yeah. It didn't even register to me, and so I just sit down. We're in the car, and I was like, all right, here we go. And you know when you, like, push it out, it gets louder?
Yeah.
I did, and as soon as it happened, I was like, oh, damn, someone's in here. I looked at him. I was like, my bad, dude. He goes, whatever.
I don't even care. I don't know where I am, bro.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, Squid.
Once when I was, like, maybe in middle school on the bus, riding the bus home, I farted. It came out really loud, but I immediately deferred, and I was like, this girl named Brianna was next to me. I was like, Brianna! And then everyone thought it was her. And she was actually my realtor who helped me get my new spot. So it's a small world.
Wow.
Yeah. She did a nice thing for you,
and you
blamed her for your fart.
Yes, I did. I threw her under the bus, literally.
Literally.
On the bus. There was also another time where it was this year. I was at a house party, and I was out back, you know, taking a pee. And then I was
peeing in the yard?
Taking a pee by a tree. And then, you know, like, taking a pee, you know, sometimes you got to let a fart out. So you let a fart out.
Yeah.
But as soon as I let it out, it wasn't just a fart.
No.
I was like,
that is disgusting.
So I pee, and then so after I finished, I kind of, like, you know, put my pants on a little bit, and I'm like, I did it. I sharted my pants. And so luckily,
I did it.
Shots on my boy Ryan D. I called my boy. He was inside Ryan. I'm like, dude, I don't know if you have some, like, paper towels or something, but I need you to help me out.
I
was like, yeah, some toilet paper. I need you to find something because we didn't know this person's house. And then I was like, I'm out back by this tree, like, to the right at the deck. And he's like, bro, I got you. And then so he only found a paper towel, so he throws him over. And so I start, like, you know, trying to clean up. And I'm like, bro, this isn't. I call him back. I'm like, dude, this is not good enough. I was like, do you have, like, anything in your car? And he's like, actually, my mom bought me some pants a year ago. I never, like, took the tags off, threw them back in my trunk. You want them? I was like, please.
That is a nice friend.
Yeah, like,
and then crap funny. All over his new pants.
So, like, I just took off my pants and my boxers, just threw them under this random person's under their deck. And it's funny because I was wearing khakis and his pants he gave me were like blue jeans. No one noticed. They fit great. I walked back in. No one noticed.
Like, is this Mr. Rogers changing his clothes?
My God. Up?
Can you imagine the person that goes out doing some yard work?
Oh, yeah. I thought about that.
Like, under the house and sees crossed on khaki pants.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I love it. They probably sat there for a while.
Yeah.
The backyard was kind of dirty anyway. So, like, I was like, they probably won't see it for a while. Yeah.
Was it Katie's house?
Whatever.
No, not Katie's.
Well, she had a toilet in the back.
Yeah, that's true. In my, so we lived in this place that was called, like, literally called Camelot at in Boone. Mm-hmm. And I can totally, the whole entire time you're telling the story was the massive house parties that we used to have. Number one, I'm surprised that the deck never collapsed because it was assembled for collapsing. But we used to have massive house parties, and I can picture somebody doing something like that.
Yeah.
I pictured it the whole time you were talking about it.
And panicking, and then, like, what do you do?
Yes. Mm-hmm.